Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now I'm in a singing mood.
Monday to Friday, 11, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Breaking news. We're on the edge of it, folks. We're on the very edge of the cutting edge breaking news of the world.
Giants fire Ben McAdoo. Bye, bitch. You got to go.
Oh, whatever team you like.
See you later.
The coach you don't like goes.
Oh, you're so
generally
great.
Pretty happy.
So great.
So you're very happy with him going.
Congratulations, douchebase. You managed to pull off something that the Giants haven't done in 40 years, and that's fire a head coach midseason.
Haven't done that in 40 years? Really?
40 years.
Wow.
40 years. Yesterday with his press conference. I'm going to coach this team until my key card doesn't work. Well, guess what?
Yeah, that was quite a quote, too. I'm going to keep working.
I'm going to coach this team as long as my key card works. You know, got a great group of players, the coaches, got a great staff to work with. I want to show up ready to go tomorrow and get this thing cleaned up and move on to the next one. I'm not asking, and I haven't heard a thing. So I'm going to keep my head down and keep doing my job until I hear otherwise.
Guess we just heard.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Guess you heard.
Where does a head coach go from this?
You don't. You go back to being a coordinator somewhere.
Right.
But you know what the thing is? He was the offensive guy. The Giants didn't score 30 points his entire tenure. In the two seasons he was here, not once. Not one time.
That's horrible.
And they went 11-5 last year. Not one time did they score 30 points.
Is that on him holding them back, or is that on him and the GM for not getting the right players? Like, would you say is it on him, the offensive coordinator, or him?
They didn't have an offensive line, and he didn't figure a way around to coach around that problem. You know, so it's him and Reese. By the way, there's supposed to be multiple firings coming out today, so hopefully Reese is the other one. Yeah, you got to go too.
It didn't come out that maybe 17 minutes ago on Bleacher Report. It's got over 5,000 likes already.
It's all,
oh my God.
It's all brand new news, and they haven't announced who's temporarily taking over the team or whatever it is. Maybe Spagnuolo because he's got the experience, but all I know is it's a happy day. It's a happy day. Brett, wasn't what's his name yelling and screaming again about it?
Rappaport?
Yeah.
Sure.
You grabbed it?
Hey, McAdoo, you f***ing wackadoo. Huh? You thought that little Geno Smith bullshit was gonna pay off? That was gonna save your job? You put your job in the hands of Glassjaw Geno Smith? I don't know where you came from or where the f*** you're going, okay? But you take your mustache, you take your f***ing hair gel, get some boxes and some duct tape, get a few duffel bags, and get the f*** out, okay? It's over. We're shipping you out on a Monday morning. And we got rid of Phil Jackson. That was a f***ing problem. That took months, okay? You, it's nothing. It's easy, okay? You're going to be coaching 8th grade flag football by the summertime, cleaning your own pool.
Oh, my God.
Looking for a f***ing job. And the fact that you came out today, after the week you had, after breaking Eli Manning's heart, with your hair gelled and slick back, shows you don't have what it takes to coach the Giants. It's the winter. Who's using hair gel in the winter?
He's got a point.
Is that guy maybe just like the most disliked guy in the NFL right now? You know what I mean? Like
McAdoo?
How fiercely the fans of the Giants hate him.
The players, former players, first off, there were going to be protests outside of MetLife Stadium this coming weekend before the Cowboys game. That's number one. Number two, former players were going to be on the sidelines for this coming game against the Cowboys, all wearing a number 10 jersey. All wearing a number 10 jersey. So, I mean, it was there. I mean, but you know what? Ownership is as guilty as they are. You know, if you wanted to find somebody, you wanted to see some of the other guys, then you go with what you drafted to be your future.
Right.
You know, with this Davis Webb kid. But no, you went with Geno Smith. The whole thing sucks. The whole thing is a mess. You know, and they keep saying it's very un-Giant-like. That's all done since Wellington Mara died. You know?
Well, I guess.
They could
still bring it back to that if they have to.
If that guy was still alive, none of this stuff happens.
No.
And if it did happen, people would be killed.
They treated Tom Coughlin, the coach, the same way.
The exact same way, but Mara was already dead. You know, Wellington was already dead. This is the kids, man. This is Tish, and this is the other Mariner.
Oh, like, Mike Olivero just texted that Reese was fired, too.
Nice! Yeah! Woo, Monica, what do you want me to sing? I will sing anything you want. Celebrate good times. Come on!
Wow, look out. Yeah. And he's dancing and moving in his chair like he's at a wedding.
Oh, yeah, not even like a white guy. I had black guy rhythm there for a second. Did you see that?
Wait, David is on line one. What do you know, David, about what's going on?
Hey, I was just calling in to let you guys know that Reese's been fired like 30 minutes after, but you guys just got a text, so you guys beat me.
Wow, so Reese was not only a few minutes ago, I guess.
What?
Yeah, went over Bleacher Report that he got fired.
Oh, man, look at that.
And the Patriots. That was another breaking news.
What'd you say, David? I'm sorry, I was too busy singing over you.
Oh, the Patriots beat the Bills again.
Yes, they did. They did. We'll get to that.
You wanted to bring that up, huh?
And knocked out Tyrod Taylor, and Gronkowski pulled a douche
move.
Great show,
guys. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, buddy.
Excuse me.
Bam, 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 bam.
Now that that's out of the way, how do we address the situation of you being a terrible Giants fan?
I'm back.
Blatantly rooting for the Raiders.
I'm back.
You were rooting for the Raiders?
You're goddamn right I was.
He posts on Facebook, let's go Raiders.
Right.
No.
Right. I totally did it. And I have no shame.
Someone who's all about respect. And loyalty.
That's not a Giant.
Exactly.
That's...
And what didn't the Giants do?
They didn't do it to
they
you.
They didn't respect Eli, and they, didn't they weren't loyal
to
him.
But that's so not Phil Raiders.
My loyalty relies on
you're not
lies,
welcome back.
My loyalty yeah. lies
stay
on
in
the
Oakland.
Guy with two MVPs and two Super Bowl
stay
rings.
Stay in Oakland.
McAdoo doesn't have dick.
And have fun in Vegas in a couple of
you
years.
Are you are not a fan. You are not a fan. I can actually say that you're not a fan.
Come on, shut up. I am too a fan.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No way.
Yes,
Monica, when the Bills were really bad
never.
And you had the lowest point, you never were
it
like,
it wasn't about being
I can't
bad.
Even.
No.
Stop for a second.
No, that's
it,
true.
It
that's
was
true.
Not about being mm-hmm. bad. It was not about going 2-10. We knew why.
Mm-hmm.
They had no offensive line. We knew why they were 2-10. That wasn't why I pulled what I pulled
why?
Yesterday. The reason I pulled was because of what they did and how they handled it from the top. Down.
So you get mad at your team, but you don't root for the other team
right.
ever.
They're 2-10. Now I want a draft pick.
Doesn't matter.
That's horrible. That's awful.
Doesn't matter.
You are a horrible. You're not a fan. And
I'll
that's cool.
Suck it. Yes.
You're
okay.
not a fan.
You think I'm worried about what you two say about me?
You're not a fan.
Eat me. Jesus
I would
Christ.
Hope we're with you every single day. I would hope I what we say means a little something.
Not now. Not with this.
Because we're right?
Not with this. I'm not saying you're right. I'm not saying
that's
you're
not
wrong.
A fan.
You don't have to say we're right because we
I
are.
Don't care what you think. I don't.
You don't go against your team.
Ever.
I just did. And
so
I'm
then
back.
You're not a fan.
And I also have
you're not
beast.
Welcome,
I also have beast mode on my fantasy team. I didn't start him. I didn't start him.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Should have.
Yeah.
Because he's been sucking all
I
year.
I mean, fantasy is no he's loyalty stuck. To anything. Yeah. Fantasy is all about you got to get your points.
Yes, it. Well, and it was also a playoff spot on the line.
Mm.
Team Chuck and John have managed to make it into the playoffs for 11 straight years.
What's your team name?
Thank you, Chuck and John. We're too lazy to come up with a name.
Wow.
You know why it's called that?
Because
it's run
names.
By Chuck and
yeah.
John.
That's so awful.
Yeah, we have no name.
That's horrible.
How did it have some clever...
So
you know.
That's half the fun. The only reason I even look at anything fantasy is for the names of the teams. And you got Chuck and John.
Some of them are great.
You got Chuck and John.
My team name is Two Girlies, One Cup.
See? See? Creative.
Todd Gurley, Two Girlies.
I got Gurley,
that's pretty
too.
Good.
That's a pretty good one, too.
Yeah. That's a good name.
Belichick
you
yourself.
You think of that, JR?
It's such a great day.
Yeah, I got a couple. I got Belichick yourself before you wreck yourself.
Belichick yourself before you wreck yourself. That shit. You didn't copy that from somebody?
No. I kind of made these up on my own.
That's good. How many teams do you have?
I only got two fantasy teams. They're the only two I have. So next year, it's probably... I used to have the Vic Puppies, but they didn't go too well.
That's funny.
That's not right.
It's so not right.
It's not right, but it's funny.
It's not even too soon. It just seems wrong.
Vic's dogs. Yeah, it's great.
By the way, we just got a tweet from Dave who said, forget the Trump tax plan, forget JP's Iron Maiden trip, or North Korea. I want to know, what does Bills fan Monica think of this? I clicked the link. It's the Brady dildo that landed on the field in Buffalo again.
Somebody threw a dildo
second
out there?
Time.
I feel like it's become tradition at this point, don't you? If it happens twice, is it tradition?
It's like the octopus getting thrown on the ice. Where is
it's
that?
Like
is it
that.
In Detroit?
It's Detroit, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Headline, dildo triumphantly returns to Bills game.
Right?
So it's thrown on the field and everybody ignores it like they don't see it. It's in the field of play. It's not out of bounds. It's inbounds. And players are walking by. They kind of look a little bit. And then the guy who moves the chains finally comes up to it, and he looks around. And he takes the chain marker post, and he, like, hockey sticks it right off the field, like, knocks it off the field. And it's still sitting there out of bounds now.
And you know some, like, equipment guy looked over one shoulder, looked over the other shoulder, and just grabbed it and put it in a bag over there. Like, normally where he'll put somebody's game ball or, right. you know, he just tucked it away somewhere.
There's the thing, though. Nobody wanted to lean down and pick it up. I mean, it's,
you know,
perfectly, you know, dry. It's not dirty or anything. You know,
you know what's going to happen? He's going to put that thing up on eBay and make a ton of money.
Oh.
Somebody would pay money for the right. Brady dildo that was on the field.
Video evidence to match.
Brady. That's yeah. great.
Peachy is online, too. Hey, Peachy. Roger, JP. What's up?
Yeah, I got a cool name for my fantasy team.
Can't hear you, man.
I wish you had a cool cell connection. You got to try it again.
I have a cool name for my fantasy team. That's Player Hater Eliminators. Number
player
one
Hater Eliminators. Nice. It's no Vicks Puppies, but I get where you're going with.
I like Peachy more.
Yeah.
That's a name.
There's no crying in fantasy. Tim on line one. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, Monica. Quick question. So you'll never root against the Bills?
Ever.
I believe that.
Sometimes you got to do that, yeah. all right? I'm a Buccaneers fan, and we rooted against the Buccaneers the very last game of the year a couple years ago because they're playing the New Orleans Saints. Because they lost that game, we got the number one draft pick. Now, maybe we got James Winston. Maybe it's not going to pan out, but sometimes you got to root for your team to lose so you can get the number one draft pick.
And let me add to that for a second, Monica. If Jim Kelly was being benched for a guy that you knew was a proven loser in the NFL, and they would, if
we use a real life situation right now.
If Jim Kelly was handled the exact same way the Eli situation was handled, and lies on top of lies to the fan base, and telling the fans that he thought Geno Smith gave him the best chance to win, the coach screwed it up. The ownership screwed it up. The ownership said that the coach was lying. You would at least for one game watch them get some. I wanted the Giants to get the egg on the face. I wanted ownership to do it.
No, you don't, Rudy. You forget that I'm a Bills fan and all of the crap coaches, and I mean crap coaches that made horrible calls and the crap quarterbacks that we had for that matter. But also you forget that Doug Flutie takes the Buffalo Bills to the playoffs and they bench him in that first game and put in Rob stupid mofo idiotic Johnson, a proven loser. And that, you know, did I root for the team to lose? Of course not.
No, that's a
I was
playoff
pissed.
Game. But here's the thing. That's a different situation. That's a playoff game. You have something to lose. The Giants had absolutely zero to lose.
You don't root against them. You get mad at management. You get mad at the coach. You do all of that, but you don't ever say the team should lose. I don't care. And I understand how it works. The worse record, the better draft pick. I get it. But And if it happens and we get a bit better draft pick, that's one thing. But I'm not going to root for it to happen. Never.
Guess you're a better person. I don't.
I'm just a fan. Is what I am.
So am I.
No, you're not.
So am I.
Nope.
Okay.
When the Yankees were losing in the early 90s, losing 90 games a season, I didn't ever root for them to lose.
Again, it was not about the record.
It's more about
it's
when they crap on
about
you.
The
you know?
Record.
They didn't crap
about
on
management
you.
Management or whatever.
It's not about the record. They looked into the camera. McAdoo looked into the camera, and he told the fans that he thought Geno Smith gave him a better chance against the Raiders.
And he's gone.
He's out of his goddamn mind. And now I'm back.
It you was, can't
you're
come
not
back.
Welcome back now.
You're not
you
allowed
come
back.
Back.
You ditched. You Who's ditched
stopping
so easily.
Me at the gate?
Nobody's
you?
Stopping you.
Exactly.
I am.
Stopping
you. Exactly. I am bouncing
you
out.
Suck it, I don't care. Suck it, suck it, I don't care.
That's good.
I'm back.
Oh, that's another tune I never expected to hear this morning.
You're going to die alone with your bills.
I am.
No, I don't care.
All right, Roger, JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio.
On 102.5 The Bone.